Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan Light with BeatAnxiety.me, where we will be going over the trials and tribulations of anxiety and how we heal the underlying causes. Hey guys, this is Ryan Light with BeatAnxiety.me, and welcome to episode 18. As I'm doing this podcast, it's the 9th of September, and we all know globally what in a couple of days what that day will be around 9/11. And as I was reflecting on that day in a couple of days, you know, I was thinking that, man, that was 19 years ago that happened. And you know, when you think back and things, when events like that and tragedies like that, it feels like it was just yesterday. And just to think that was almost two decades ago that took place. And as I was thinking about that and really kind of really pondering on that event, you know, it really got me to think around, you know, trauma and how folks live with trauma and how they deal with trauma on a daily basis. A lot of times what I've found in my own coaching, not only with myself and with others, is a lot of us struggle with trauma, whether that be emotional, physical, I'm not going to stop this podcast because I typically start these podcasts over and over again, so I'm just going to get real and not do that. So, but traumas as far as emotional, physical, spiritual, there's a number of different traumas that happen in our life that cause us to have these episodes where we relive these events in our life. And 9/11 is really one of those times in which I myself wasn't traumatized. I was not part of the 9/11 tragedy as far as being in New York, but I am from New York City. And just referring back to that time and wondering about family and friends and all that kind of good stuff, it's, you know, it could be traumatizing. Now, I struggle with my own trauma from, you know, emotional, physical abuse as a child. And so, and I find that a lot of people I coach also struggle with trauma. And so it really got me thinking this past week and these past couple of days around, you know, a lot of us live in this trauma on a daily basis, right? It's not a yearly type thing that happens that we always revert back to. A lot of us struggle and deal with this on a daily basis. And what I found in my coaching is the manifestations of these traumas come out with mental health struggles, like anxiety, like depression, like grief, like shame, like all these different emotions and these different feelings that we feel. The underlying root causes of a lot of these things is baked in trauma. And so as I've worked with people to identify their emotions and their feelings around anxiety and depression and those types of things, like I said, what I've found at the root of a lot of people is trauma. And I think that a lot of times we put this trauma on, we judge our trauma against other trauma, right? So, you know, just because I wasn't part of the tragedies in the World Trade Center or the Twin Towers, as I like to call them, because that's what I called them as a kid, of the Twin Towers. It was just because I wasn't stuck on the 88th floor fighting for my life and having that particular level or a set of traumas doesn't mean that the trauma that I have or I struggle with is less. And what I've found is a lot of people, like, you know, I wasn't that as a kid, or, you know, I grew up with great parents, and but maybe you got bullied. Maybe you were picked on. Maybe you were, you know, the shy kid and people called you, you know, the loner, or maybe you were the heavy kid and, you know, you weren't skinny, so you weren't part of the clique, so to say. Here's the thing. Trauma comes in every shape and every size. it affects everybody differently. It could be from bullying to being made fun of, to siblings, to parents, to friends, to spouses, to girlfriends, boyfriends. The list goes teachers. The list goes on and on around the folks that create that trauma in our life. And I just find a lot of times people size up their own experiences against someone else who has gone through what they believe is a greater amount of trauma. And so they undermine their own emotions and their own feelings by doing that. And like I said, what I've found in my coaching is we can't do that. We can't undermine what happened to us just because it's not this big event compared to someone else's struggle, right? Trauma affects us all differently. I think that the common theme of trauma is loneliness and shame and grief and anger, which has manifested itself in feelings of depression and anxiety and panic attacks and those types of things. So I like to when I meet with someone, when I coach someone and I'm coaching them for specific mental health issues like anxiety, I typically find that something happened that they really don't even understand. They don't even know what happened. As far as they think that since their parents got divorced, but that wasn't traumatizing. Or since I was made fun of as a kid because I was heavy, that wasn't traumatizing. Or because I had a bad breakup or I went through a bad divorce, that's not traumatizing, right? And the fact of the matter is that is very much traumatizing. And trauma, what it does is it affects your outlook in life. And so what trauma does is it skews how you see the world. And when it skews how you see the world, the manifestation of that skewing is typically brought out with anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. So as far as trauma goes, I believe that we can heal. My thing, if you guys have been following me at all on my social channels, on my podcast, you know, first of all, that I talk real about mental health issues. You know that I'm really, really big on healing anxiety and depression and mental health. And people are always asking me, how do you heal? Like, what do you mean by heal? And I always tell people that, listen, what you feel and what you're going through right now are manifestations of typically deeper seated issues. So if you feel anxious, or if you feel high anxiety, or if you feel panicked, or you feel depressed, there's typically a reason why you feel that way, right? And that why, what I found in my own experience and working with numerous amounts of people, is it's typically baked in some type of trauma. Now, that could be traumas with an S, plural, or that could be one or two specific big events in your life that have traumatized you, and you think that you've just forgotten about it, right? You think that it's that was a long time ago, and I'm not really bothered by that. But as I start digging and I start working with individuals, what I find is they don't even understand what effects that had on them later in life. And they are now living with those effects, with those ripple effects through their circumstances, through their relationships, through how they live life and do life. And so one of the things in which we need to do to confront these mental health issues is to start digging a little bit deeper and start looking at the reasons why we feel the way we feel. And when we start understanding why we feel the way we feel, then we can start working through those reasons. And again, this is hard to do. It's it's hard work. It really is, because it's you're confronting things in which hurt, right? And when we confront things that hurt, it can weigh us down. It could put us in typically what I see is people kind of revert back a little bit. They kind of get themselves back into a more anxious state or more of a depressed state because now they're working through stuff that they tried to hide from, they tried to ignore, they've tried to unhealthy cope from, all those different things that we do. Thinking that, oh, this is just a phase, or I was over that, or those types of things. And so anyway, again, as I refer or I think back to 9/11, that was almost 18 years ago. Well, not 18 years ago. What am I talking about? It was 19 years ago. It was almost two decades ago next year. And just think about it. If you lived at that time, you can relive that tragedy over in your head, seeing those planes crash into those buildings, just like it was yesterday. And think about that for your own trauma. Think about that for your own issues and struggles that you've gone through. Like, you can refer back to those things. The only difference is that a lot of times the trauma is you don't refer back or think about those things. You're just living life with that ripple effect of that trauma, if that makes sense. So again, I wanted this to be kind of short and sweet, let you kind of just ponder on that for a little bit, let you think about that. I wanted to just retrospect on the events of 9/11 and how those tragedies in our life really affect us, even 10, 20, 30, some of us 40 years later. How do you overcome these things? You heal the reasons why you feel the way you feel. Loneliness, shame. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So anyway, hopefully this was helpful. If you have any questions or any topics that you do want me to go over, please reach out to me. You can find me on my website at beatanxiety.me. I'm on every social channel you can possibly imagine, from Instagram to – I even started TikTok. So you can find me on TikTok at beatanxiety.me as well. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Love to see if I can help. Take care. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Make sure to follow me on all the social media channels like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at beatanxiety.me. And then also make sure to check out my website, beatanxiety.me, for some great content on how we can overcome and heal anxiety in our life. Thanks so much. Take care now. Till next time. Bye.